Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Thomas C. Caballeros, nothing's different. The internet's buffering in here. My internet's going absolutely crazy. I can't look nothing up. And yet we've got the best internet in the entire world. Just ask the network president. I kid you not. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live World. My name is Pedro Fernandez. We come to you live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, where they promise me great internet every week. They say, it's great internet, Pedro. And yet every week I have problems. It's about every damn week. I kid you not. This week, the YouTube is not working, right? The Twitch is buffering this and that. That's because the internet signal is not good enough in the studio, and yet week after week, we keep doing the same thing over and over again. It's insanity repeating itself. That's the point of where I'm at this place. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturday edition, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Of course, this is August 8th, 2026. Of course, coming off last week's big fight. It was a big fight, no doubt about that. I mean, everybody was picking Lamont Roach to win. He was favored to win, and yet William Cepeda came in and lit him up like the White House Christmas tree. I kid you not. Like, the scores weren't even close. I mean, they weren't even. I mean, yikes. We'll talk about that after break. We'll also hear from the victor, Mr. William Zepeda. Bottom line is, he was a bit of an underdog, and I didn't think he should have been. I mean, the only fight he's ever lost in his life was Shakur Stevenson, and while some people, I don't hold Shakur in the highest of, he isn't my most favorite guy. He can fight, he can box, there's no doubt about it. Nobody's better than him, pound for pound, as far as boxing concerned right now, I think, as a boxer's concerned. I'm not talking about a fighter, I'm talking about a boxer. And of course, there's a difference between a boxer and a fighter, and we saw that last week with Zepeda and Roach, because, you know, one guy came to fights with like 10 knockouts and like 30 fights, and the other guy's got 27 knockouts and 33 fights. Power prevails. Size matters in two things. That was another thing. Bottom line is, Mr. Zepeda far bigger, far, far, far bigger than Mr. Roach. And the bottom line is, you know, when you come to a knife fight, or you take it back, when you come to a gunfight and you only bring a knife, chances are you're not going to win. Straight up, open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-789. I'm trying to get the Twitch together as I speak. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. After the break, we're bringing Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Coming back with the mighty Tower of Power. Check them out. They're still alive. TowerofPower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, there's an all-female fight card tonight. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Here's what's up, though. If I'm not right mentally, it's because of the COVID. I got COVID about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. And I was taking a friend of mine to cancer treatments, and he went and hung out with somebody in the hospital for a little bit that had the spit, and then he took it out and gave it to me, gave it to his mother, the whole nine yards. The three of us were sick. I realized it right away, so I went and got tested, and it said, positive, not once but twice. So I went and went to my doctor, and I called my doctor on the phone. They sent me up some video appointment. They said, go to the pharmacy and pick up this prescription. I said, okay. So I'm looking at the prescription costs. Get this, Daniel. It's $1,849.30 for COVID medicine. If you don't have insurance, it's $1,849. And the lady said to me this, she said to me, she started this off with, do you have insurance? And I'm going, yeah, I did like the last time, like a week ago. I mean, I hope to God I've got it today. And she goes, $1,849. Anyway, so I took the medication. I felt good about 3 or 4 hours after taking it. It's been like a week and a half now. No positive tests. Everything's negative. I feel good. But there's a mental hangover. I don't know how to put it to you like this, but there's a bit of a mental hangover here, and I can't get myself together as far as writing's concerned, because I haven't written like in 2 weeks, and I'm trying to get my Substack page together and things like that, trying to build a website, and I haven't been able to do it, haven't been able to put myself together and concentrate. So I'm hoping that on Monday we can come back and write some new columns, of course, talk about the Pedro Fernandez Substack page. But outside of that, life is good. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, Larry Merchant, Dr. Larry Merchant, I mentioned this, 95-year-old Larry Merchant, he sort of diagnosed me with COVID. Larry did this over the phone, Daniel. I kid you not. Larry did this without touching me, no fever. He goes, you got a fever? Yeah, he feels it. You got COVID. I said, what? You got COVID. Like, come on, Larry, you're jinxing me. You got to be kidding me. Right? He was right. 95 years old and COVID light. So anyway, thank goodness it was COVID light, because, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, people were dying from this, just rolling over and dying. And I felt pretty good after a few hours. So I want to thank the pharmaceutical world. No, I want to thank Big Pharma just for a second. Wait, not really for the drugs as much as I can, for the availability. In other words, the fact that I've got Medicare and in California, you know, they take care of you in California as far as when you get old. But in other states, you got to pay a percentage of that. We don't pay nothing here in California. That's why I'm not moving. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Enough of my retired status. As far as medically concerned, let's take it to the Bronx and bring in Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. How are you today, sir?
Doing good, brother. How are you feeling?
I feel great. I mean, actually, you know, what I feel with my hands.
You said you feel it in your hands?
No, I said I feel great, but usually I feel with my hands.
Sorry, that went over my head.
No. I know.
You sound good.
Oh, you know.
You sound good.
I feel energetic. Okay. I feel okay. I can't write. I mean, I can't write a postcard. I kid you not, I've been trying, and I can't write. I mean, I really, really been trying. I'm having problems writing a postcard. No grocery list, nothing like that, you know. But I want to say this. Boxing and punching, you can't have one without the other. And yet, I think we're experiencing an era in which we have less fighters and more touchers, end quote. What do I mean by that? Touchers are guys that either won't step across the invisible line of peril in a ring to impose their will or set down on their shots. And to show you that punching can be taught, Hall of Fame knockout puncher Tommy Hearns was a toucher as an amateur. Ask Aaron Pryor. I mean, he was a toucher. He couldn't knock anybody out. Then he made the transition from a skinny amateur lightweight at 132 to a skinny but chiseled welterweight at 147. And the 15 pounds helped trainer Emmanuel Stewart turn a kid that couldn't punch into boxing's hitman. So you could be taught how to punch. And when knife fighters, and I'm accusing Lamont Roach of being a knife fighter going to that fight with William Zepeda last week, when you go into a gunfight with a knife, chances are you're not going to win.
Yeah, that's a great analysis. I know it's cliche to say that you don't bring a knife to a gunfight, but last week, that's exactly what it was. You know, the underestimated William Zepeda. You know, a lot of people, you know, were picking Lamont Roach based off of recency bias. You know, the way he fought against Pitbull Cruz and of course, Tank Davis.
Yeah.
They figured Zepeda is kind of pedestrian. Lamont Roach had no problems. He had a lot of problems.
Man, from the national anthem forward.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you and I were on the phone before we got on the air. You said that they looked like two different weight classes. And, yeah, Zepeda really looked huge in there.
We're not talking, and I'm not talking one weight class. I'm talking like welterweight versus a lightweight. I mean, it just looked like yikes, man. It was like the difference was really apparent. And the fact that, you know, listen, when you can't punch and you're not a big puncher and you're moving up in weight, I think the guy's best weight, Lamont Roach's best weight, is probably 130, is 135, fighting 140, things like that. I think he should. I hope he's made some money. But the bottom line is he had two draws in a row, which was, you know, a bit of a bad luck because I thought he might have beat Davis in that first fight real close. But at the end of the day, he couldn't stand and impose his will. And if you can't impose your will in a boxing match, it just doesn't bode well. Is everybody, I mean, if I was, why aren't guys, all right, here's what's up. You're in the gym now. Good way to put it. Tommy D said this to me this morning. You're in the gym all the time. I think you can teach guys how to punch. Do you?
Yes, I think so. I think punching power comes also as a fighter evolves physically. I think that, you know, you have a kid that is 19, 20, 21, 22. They don't start getting that man strength until about 24, 25. I think they understand the dynamics of punching, but more importantly, it's an attitude. I think that's what you're kind of alluding to, stepping over that imaginary line. I think you have to have the attitude of a puncher, not with arrogance, but a commitment. You know, there's guys that are just naturally born punchers, that they just touch you, they're heavy-handed, but then they get lazy, you know, and they think that, you know, a good example, Edgar Berlanga. Edgar Berlanga is a lazy fighter because he's got punching power, but he doesn't work for it. You know, he loads up on every shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I believe that proper technique, and as the fighter gets stronger and knows their body and physically commits to sitting down on their punches, yes, I believe you can create a puncher. And I'm trying to think of a recent example, someone who's kind
of... Me. I'm going to tell you, tell you this. Fred Gilbert taught me how to sit down on my punches. You know what I mean? He taught me how to sit down on my punches. And we went out, and Fred died about a year later, so Sonny's got me in his corner. And Sonny says to me, I got nicked under an eye. It was a really, really small nick, evidently a lace. He goes, you're cutting an eye. He goes, but don't worry about it. But still, go knock this guy out. So anyway, I end up knocking him out, and I think that I'm a puncher now. And it turns out I wasn't such a puncher. He ended up having a glass chin. So I do want to, I do want to bring that up because I watched him one fight later and he got knocked out again. And I'm saying to myself, good Lord, you know, but it was a highlight reel film for me and it scared the snot out of the guy I was fighting the next night for the title.
Look, that's, yeah, wow. But it did something to you psychologically, right? In your mind, you were Roberto Duran.
Yeah, yeah, and I was that way, and I thought I would move up to 147 from 139 pounds, and I could kick people's ass, fat welterweights, those kind of stuff. I got annihilated at 147.
A lot of it is mental. Was that the
No. Don't give me that mental stuff. No. Nothing has been. No, Ernie Chavez, he fought Meltzer Taylor as a pro. You look up his record. He could crack. Meltzer told me, I told Meltzer before the fight, I said, Mel, I said, look out for this dude. I said, he hit me three times as an amateur. I said, and two times I got knocked down. I said, he only hit me three times the whole fight, but two times I got knocked down. You can kick his ass. I go, but look out for that right hook, right? So Meldrick ends up going 10 rounds with him, this and that, I think up in Sacramento. So Meldrick got this big ice pack over his eye at the post-fight press conference. He goes, first thing he said, I go, who was it that told me this dude could punch? Okay, yeah, it was me. Okay, but Ernie could, I mean, from the southpaw side, it was from the blind, it was almost from a blind side. I have never been hit. I was hit one time. We got into a big beef out off of 3rd Street, and we're fighting with these brothers out in the street, and a whole gang full of dude as a cop. And one of the cops hit me over the head with a flashlight, okay? And he missed. Obviously, he wanted to hit somebody else, a sucker. Right. Anyway, bottom line, I was seeing stars, but that was nothing compared to how hard Ernie Chavez hit me with that right hook.
Wow. And you guys are both left-handed.
Yeah, born left-handed, but man, one guy's a man, the other guy's a child. Physically.
Yeah, I mean,
I remember looking across the ring saying, that ain't him. He goes, no. I said, that guy's a fat guy, and that ain't him. Look at him. He had what happened was he got a haircut, had a shave, he had his haircut, he had his shave, the whole nine yards, and he gained, like he told me, he was 164 pounds when we stepped in the ring that day at the Showboat Hotel.
Ouch.
Yeah, so I looked around and said, that ain't him. So I had problems psychologically going from the before the bell even rang. And soon thereafter the bell rang, about 2 minutes and 40 seconds later, I was on the deck. Straight up, let's go to a break. That's enough of me. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Daniel Ogden's in the other room. Super dad, super father, super son. Straight up, you are tuned. Super producer, too.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Main event match says the video's buffering again on Twitch this time. So, you know, listen, it only happens on Saturdays. It doesn't happen on Sundays. So maybe it's time to get rid of the Saturday show. I mean, I'm serious. If they can't get this spit together for me on Saturday, maybe I just don't want to do this anymore. I'm telling you, I'm being straight up about it, okay? Because there's nothing worse than sitting down here and not having the spit, and I say spit with an H, around here working for you. It's like, it's like driving a bus, and you can't steer the bus. You know which way the bus is going. And that ain't the way you're supposed to do things. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside. Look at the world of boxing and MMA. Evidently, Dana White and his relationship with President Trump cost the company like $30 million as far as that UFC show they threw on the White House lawn. Evidently, they only attracted 4,000 VIPs, and it was like invitation only, so they didn't have any ticket sales. But the bottom line is Associated Press said they spent $60 million on it, and UFC, the company that runs the UFC, is copping to losing $30 million on it. So I get, but you know what? As much money as they lost, they're going to make money because of the fact that this sport probably shouldn't be legalized, because if you're softening up the NFL and not letting guys in the NFL hit, and yet you're fostering this brutal beatings with knees and elbows and all that kind of good stuff, I mean, I think the UFC is a fast track. The AC, you know what I'm talking about, acute brain damage. Damage. I mean, I'm not trying to say that boxing is a sainthood or anything like that. I'm just trying to say is you just don't recover from getting kicked in the head.
It's a tough way to make a living, for sure. If you look at the UFC fights, they do tend to get stopped quicker than boxing. It's like, but
after guys have taken such a horrific beating, though. I mean,
right.
Here's what's up. If they stop fights, that would turn the crowd base off. That would turn the Dana's people off. They stop these fights, because they don't stop. They let these guys bleed. And I'm not into guys bleeding. If a guy's got blood gushing out of his head, maybe we should stop the fight. But yet they don't stop the fight, especially if the favorite's cut.
Yeah, I think the most brutal thing is like that. I don't know another word, but like a kill shot. Like when the guy's on the floor and they let that guy land that last either hammer fist or a forearm or elbow while the guy's, you know, laying down, and that double impact of the shot, and then, you know, there's no give. You know, the mat right there. That part is, you know, that has to be what causes the most damage.
And Jake Stitch Duran and I, and we've been talking about this for years, we don't think that the ground and pound should be. Listen, if they're softening up football, they are softening up football. They're just trying to find ways to guys not to get as hurt as they used to be, okay? But if they're softening up football, and yet they're allowing this brutal combat, I mean, elbows, kicked in the head, and that last shot when the guy's already down and you know he's beaten, and you let him take that one more shot, who is that for? For the bloodthirsty fan?
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, all sports, even baseball, and catchers are not allowed to block home plate, and it seems that...
Are you serious?
Yeah. Ever since, matter of fact, your boy Buster Posey and the San Francisco Giants were big behind that. And he suffered a brutal injury. Yeah, a concussion, broke his leg. And the next year, Brian Sabian, the former GM, was one of the advocates for it. And you can't block home plate anymore. So it seems like other sports are kind of evolving towards humanity. And then, you know, the UFC is kind of pushing the envelope.
Dana wouldn't get away with this if he didn't have if you didn't have Donald Trump's phone number. There's no way. Let me tell you. And plus, he's white. Because if Don King tried to put this
stuff
on,
that's his name.
Dana White. I know, but he's got also according to Jorge Masvidal, he's got Dana White privilege. But the bottom line is, a few weeks ago they put a fighter in the ring that was hurt. They knew it. They apparently knew it. Apparently, we use the A word. They apparently knew it. I knew it. I saw a picture of him going into some pain, Conor McGregor going into some pain institute a couple of weeks before the fight. So he was hurt going in. When he ran across the ring or the octagon and threw that crazy kick, this and that, it was all part of his show. He was already damaged. He knew it. There was no doubt about it. If you look, if you look at him when he was taking off his sandals or his slippers to get in up into that cage, he almost fell over. He couldn't stand up on his own two feet.
Yeah, he definitely, was hurt going into this fight. I don't think anyone's going to debate that. And
But if Don King had done this or Daniel Ogden had done this, it'd be congressional. That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he blows the president blows him back and forth, him and Dana White, he's got carte blanche. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, listen, I don't like to do hypotheticals, but I certainly agree. If that happened in boxing, I think you'd have congressional hearings. You'd have people trying to ban the sport.
Get their refunds. And wait, what's up? So what's up with the white folks not demanding the refunds? I don't get it. There was not nobody really screamed much. Why didn't they? I mean, come on, if that had been a boxing match and the word had got out that the guy was hurt, man, people have been asking for their money back. These UFC people, are they that much suckers that they, oh, it's okay.
I don't know what the answer is. And the thing is, Conor McGregor has a huge fan base. He's a polarizing figure, but he's probably the last crossover star that the UFC has. And in reality, they need him. They need someone of his ilk, his star power, for these events. And a lot of people tuned in because of the name on the marquee, and a lot of people got taken for a ride.
Well, unfortunately, I watched it over somebody else's house.
You too.
Yeah, everybody did. Tommy D did too. Hey, listen, the UFC is the only thing that gets us to go over other people's houses. Because we don't want to spend $90?
Yeah. Listen, at least there is some positivity, about that. There's fellowship, hey, come over and, that's one good thing about the UFC.
Let's talk about Keyshawn Davis. I think he's like 15-0, 10 knockouts, something like that. Devin Haney is 33-0. I keep laughing at Devin Haney being 33-0. That O should have an asterisk next to it, but it is what it is. 15 or 16 KOs, can't punch. Bob Arum put a deal together that offered Keyshawn Davis close to $3 million. He turned that down and went to purse bids. He got $2.4 million in purse bids. He turned that down as well. According to Massa Bob of the Top Ranked Plantation, Massa Bob, he said that the kid, he goes, I got the kid the fight that he was talking about so much. He wanted this fight really bad, so I got him the fight. Now he doesn't want it.
And I don't know why.
Dana White.
I think it smells like a rat. Listen, there's no way you could tell me that a fighter who's never taken home over $1 million is going to turn down 2.2, whatever
three,
it is.
Three.
Plus the opportunity to become a star overnight if you beat Devin Haney in a fight that is probably not close to a 50-50 as you can get. I mean, and sad to say, that's why boxing, it sucks right now. I mean, you're not getting, it's very rare that we get the best fighters fighting each other. But to me, it smells like a rat. Keyshawn Davis is signed with James Prince. James Prince also happens to manage Shakur Stevenson. Shakur Stevenson signed with Zuffa Boxing. You can't tell me that he's not looking at his other investment and trying to get the same type of deal for him.
You know,
we saw the same thing with Hitchinson. I'm sorry.
I didn't. You cut me. I cut you off. Anyway, here's what's up. I don't talk bad about James Prince because I think James Prince is a killer.
That's the rumor.
No. I listen. When he first came into boxing back in, I think it was Mayweather back in the 90s. Okay, I was there and I covered him a lot. Right. This and that. I mean, him and Suge Knight. I'd see him and Suge Knight were at the same parties.
Mm.
I told you I ran from Suge, right? I told you I ran from Suge. Suge called me on the phone. I never answered the phone. Ah, I was scared. The guy scared me. He did. I mean, there was no reason not to be scared of this guy.
He scared a lot of people, you know. Zuffa Boxing is throwing around a lot of money. And as a boxing manager, your job is to get your fighter the most money you can get, because that way your cut is bigger. To me, I'm putting on my Alex Jones hat. I smell a rat. They sabotaged that title fight, you know. And don't be surprised if Davis signs with Zuffa Boxing in the next month or so, just like his best friend Shakur Stevenson, who he'll never fight. How convenient.
Speaking of Shakur Stevenson, of course the lone loss on Williams Zepeda's record. In fact, you know what? I'm going to keep Socrates after the break just for a couple minutes. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live, worldwide, open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Main event. Matt says, Pedro, can you send me a picture, an autographed picture of you and Ali, and address it to my mother? I said, yeah, that's very cool. Yeah, I'll do that, Matt. No doubt about this. Send me some addresses and her first name, and I'll take care of that. No doubt about that. Open phone lines around the planet. You want to join Sock and I? 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. There's a big card of all females sent. I believe that MVP Promotions put that on. We'll talk about that after the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
I've got what I need left before I go. Don't want to spend it on my own. This time tomorrow I'll be on the road. So I got to get on the telephone.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help. At the Home Buyers Hotline, we can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. 40 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Saturday edition. Of course, Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Actually, 11:06 a.m. Pacific time, 2:06 p.m. Eastern time, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, YouTube. I know the Twitch is going crazy, the YouTube's going crazy. So I figured this out. I've asked the network time and time again to restart the computer on Friday or to turn it off, this and that. They refuse to do it. They keep telling me they did it last week and it worked perfect, okay? This week they didn't do it. They lagged on it, and I came in here and the computer's like going crazy. And I don't, listen, if I had a gun here, I would contemplate radio suicide. That's how crazy it is around here sometimes, folks. I kid you not. And all I'm doing is supposed to sit down and just perform. That's all. I'm a performer. That's all I am. I'm just a guy that sits down and have a little bit of knowledge of my head. I'm a performer. So I can't perform when the spit around me is not working. And on Saturday, time and time and time again, the spit keeps failing. I'm saying spit with an A. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Big card tonight from Florida. If you're into fixed boxing, this is where it's going on. I'll talk about USA, ESPN Plus, ESPN Plus. And bottom line is Clemeka Johnson versus Dina. Do you know any of these girls?
I'm familiar a little bit with the lady known as Sugar Neeks. Both fighters from the tail to the tape, easy on the eyes. Jake Paul, MVP Promotions on, like you said, ESPN. Our old buddy will be doing the color, Raul Marquez. So it seems like it's a 50-50 fight. If anyone has any plans tonight, I wouldn't necessarily cancel them for this fight. It'll probably be a fight that goes the distance. The champion, Johnson, has 9 knockouts, and the challenger has 8 knockouts. So, you know, get ready. You know,
okay. Women's boxing, if they can't punch, it ain't happening. You feel me on that one? I mean, it's sort of like you got nothing but knife fights. And I think that if you made the gloves a little bit smaller, I think that women's boxing might be a little bit more exciting. But enough of that. I want to mention the fact that my buddy Logan Paul, him and KSI, put together this Prime Hydration drink. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was in 2022. I think the brand did like $1.2 billion in 2022. I saw it yesterday at the 99-cent store. Guess how much it was going for at the 99-cent store?
How much?
59 cents. Okay.
Did you rack up?
No, I wouldn't drink that. It's nothing but sugar. Yeah. It's not, they had a chance. They did it like in the first year, they did like a $1.3 billion in sales. They had a chance to come up with a legit drink. You know what I'm saying? That could have sustained. But when you come up with a sugar drink and everybody finds out it's all sugar and there's, you know, a few extra electrolytes in there, but mainly sugar, they realize, hey, this ain't happening. But yeah, 59 cents. And it used to cost $4.
Damn. That's a big drop off.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. What about this? What about this male card tonight? The one that coming to us from across the pond. Ireland? Is that worth watching? Troy Williamson and Callum Simpson.
And look, if you're a boxing nerd, you're going to watch it. There's nothing else really on.
There's porn.
They're matched up. Well, porn is always on. I mean, that's you know, 2026. I mean, it's just a. You know, it's right on your phone.
Okay, here's a question. I got a question for you. I hate to interrupt you, but I got a question for you, and I need a spontaneous answer, okay? And I asked you this last week, and the only thing you can come up with was athletics. Think about this again. What's better today than it was 20 years ago? People are living less. The lifespans of people being born now is going to be less than it was for you and I. They aren't too smart. If you've come in contact with Generation Z or Generation A, whatever you want to call them, I don't know what they are, A, B, C. But the bottom line is they're not too smart. They can't read. They can't read. I mean, they just can't read. I mean, we're talking illiterate. They couldn't spell illiterate if you gave them money.
and they can't write. They don't even teach cursive writing anymore in school.
In the food, you know, and I see that Robert Kennedy, the food guy, the food czar, call him what you want, but they're going to let glyphosate into all the American foods, of course, and that's going to be approved. And of course, that was the stuff that they use in Roundup. They use in Roundup, and they found in Dave's Killer Bread. So when I saw Dave's Killer Bread being sold at Whole Foods, I said to myself, there's some holes in the Whole Food bulletproof vest type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
I used to buy Dave's Bread all the time. The marketing was good, but I kind of, really? I was not aware of.
Oh, yeah. I think it was the arsenic level? Yeah, it was the arsenic level, and his bread was too high.
Hmm.
There shouldn't be any of that stuff there shouldn't be any of those chemicals in food. Anyway, I'm going to let you run because I've taken up enough of your time. Go hug the wife, hug the kids. Have a great week. We'll talk real soon. Hopefully, I'll be more together next week.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, my brother.
All right, straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's get that Williams of Payday interview ready to go, okay? Straight up, you are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, last week, big fight, no doubt about that. I was super impressed. Get this, the scores are 117-111. My favorite judge, my second favorite judge, Tim Cheatham had it 117-111. Eric Cheek had it 117-111. And that means, 8-3-1 in rounds. And David Sutherland, my real favorite judge, 118-110 or 10-2 in rounds. That's how one-sided it was. Bottom line is, William Zepeda is the real deal, no doubt about it. Let's go ringside with him.
William, congratulations. You worked 10 years to be called the world champion. What did it mean to hear your name called tonight?
¿Cómo te sientes a ser campeón de 10 años de trabajo?
No solo son 10 años, es más. Estoy muy agradecido con todo mi equipo, con toda la gente que me ha apoyado, especialmente mi familia, que es la que ha estado desde un principio, desde el día uno. Y este campeonato se los dedico a ellos.
It's been way more than 10 years. This has been a sacrifice and a struggle with my family, my team, and everything. All the support has finally came true.
About a year ago, you struggled with the boxing skills of Shakur Stevenson. What was different about you tonight?
El año pasado no podías encontrar cómo ganarle a Shakur. ¿Qué cambió en esta pelea?
Me puso una gran prueba Shakur. Creo que me dio un gran examen. Todo este año que estuve fuera del ring, lo practiqué con el equipo y pues trabajamos en lo que nos había hecho falta. Ahorita implementamos algunas cosas. Todavía tenemos que seguir creciendo para estar en la elite.
Against Shakur was an exam I couldn't pass, and you know what? It was humbling. But we took the time, we came back stronger, worked on the weaknesses, and came back, and now we're champion.
You did take some time off, about a year off after your last fight. How much of a difference did that make?
¿Cuánto te ayudó este tiempo de relajar?
El cuerpo no es una máquina, también lo reciente. Venía de muchas peleas seguidas. Ya sentía un poquito el cansancio, pero yo nunca me rajo. Yo soy un buen mexicano que nunca me rajo, nunca digo que no. Tomé la oportunidad, pero también aquí hay que descansar. Y ahorita descansamos y lo demostramos.
Listen, the body breaks down. You may think I'm a machine, but the body breaks down. I needed that break, but just my true Mexican spirit was always going to come through and win fights like this.
You knew Lamont Roach was looking for that counter right hand. How long did it take you to figure him out?
La derecha, pero ¿cuánto tuviste para no darle la derecha de la mano?
No, yo sabía que él me iba a estar casando con su derecha. La estuvimos practicando mucho tiempo. Todos los golpes, la verdad, los estuvimos practicando porque sabemos que es un peleador muy rápido, muy explosivo. Pero creo que impusimos nuestro boxeo. Cambió un Camarón Cepeda que no solo fue el choque.
Look, we knew he had a right hand. We knew we had to watch out for that right hand. But all the punches that Roach threw, we had to respect every punch. But we were ready for every counter. And tonight was Camarón's night.
You got one belt. There are three other belts out there. What do you want to do next?
¿Quién quieres pelear después?
Yo quiero ser campeón indiscutido. A medida que me pongan, nada más que me digan cuándo y dónde.
I want to become undisputed. I don't care who it is or when it is. Put them in front of me and I'm going to beat them.
What's it mean to be a Mexican fighter wearing that green belt?
¿Cómo te sientes ser un mexicano con este cinturón verde, WBC?
No, me siento muy orgulloso. Hoy, una vez más, un mexicano de buena fe y viniendo a trabajar a Estados Unidos pone el nombre de México lo alto.
Listen, I'd love to come be a Mexican representing Mexico here in the great states of the United States, but look, I'm proud Mexican with a Mexican belt.
Wow, what can you say about that? He came to fight, no doubt about that, but straight up, the other guy when you can't punch, it's really, really tough. I mean, you just, it's like fighting a bigger guy. I found out when I fought bigger guys, it didn't really matter what you could crack. Like a junior welterweight, you step up to welterweight, it was different. Of course, Lamont Roach, pretty good at 130. Only had 10 knockouts, 130 pounds, and he steps up to 135, 140, and he doesn't get the knockout either way. He doesn't have the punching power. Bottom line is, I wish him the very best. Speaking of very best, I don't wish this guy the very best, but he's got something going on tonight to talk about. Dana White's got something on ESPN. Think about it. It's on Paramount Plus, not ESPN Plus anymore. It's Paramount Plus. Anyway, on top, Matez Gamrot is in a lightweight bout, 155 pounds, a five-round main event versus Quilin Sakalid. That's coming to you from Las Vegas. Of course, that'll go down about 7 p.m. Pacific time or 10 p.m. Eastern time, of course, live from Enterprise, Nevada. Of course, that's here in or Las Vegas. Call it what you want to call it, the Meta Apex. But the bottom line is Dana's got fights going on, and Dana's not my favorite guy, but he is putting on fights. I mean, think about this. The Conor McGregor fight, of course, he fished everybody in there. Everybody knew that Conor was hurt goods and damaged goods, all that kind of good stuff. But they drew 20,000 people. A gate of something like $35, $40 million, I kid you not. So anyway, the next week, they go over to Oklahoma City, and they draw 17,000 people. Holy cow, wait. But they're not done. Then they went to Serbia on August 1st, last week, last Saturday, and they drew 18,000 people. So you got to give this guy props for what he does. I mean, he's a master promoter, no doubt about that. But he's not my favorite guy, and he wants to do to boxing what he's done to the world of mixed martial arts. Now, all these guys you see in the world of MMA, none of these guys are stars. The UFC is a star, not them. The UFC belt is a star, not them, okay? They're not the world champion. They're the UFC champion. Big, they keep bringing that up and up and time and time and time again. Bottom line is, you're not your own guy. You can't even get a sponsor anymore because they control you. You've got to wear what they want you to go into the ring with. It's totally controlled. And if you say no to Dana, you say to him, you know what, I'm not going to take this fight for 30 grand. Blah, blah, I don't want to take it. Then he blackballs you and you don't get any fights. And what can you do? If Dana cuts you loose, where are you going to go? There's not a whole lot of other places to go. I think that Scott Coker and the Strike Force people, I think they were bought out. I think that Dana White just gave him some money because nobody goes away that quiet. I mean, I knew Scott Coker for a long couple of decades. Okay, he wasn't a real loud guy, but he wasn't a guy that would just turn around and walk away with his tail between his legs. But something happened. He had it going on down there in San Jose, California. He was packing the arena down there, 17, 18, 20,000 people sometimes for these MMA events, Strike Force events. Ronda Rousey was one of his early stars, people like that. But the bottom line is, things sort of turned, and now the big events didn't happen as far as Strikeforce is concerned. Before you knew it, they were sold out, and they just went out of business. I mean, they were making money. Showtime was still willing to give them money, according to my sources, and of course, they walked away from it. Why? Because I think they got their own money, and they got some money from King Dana White, no doubt about that. Now, as far as these chicks cut tonight, I'm not too high in women's fighting, so I wish you the very best as far as that's concerned. But there's one male fight on the card later down, later on the bottom. Listen, if women fought with good gloves on, like 6-ounce gloves or maybe 4-ounce gloves, women's boxing would be exciting. It wouldn't be as much of a chess match as it is. And chess matches are good, but people don't want to watch chess matches. We want to watch people punch. And if chicks can't punch, it's a waste of time. Let's roll to a break. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide here on Sports Byline.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands, and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Rolly Romero, my favorite guy. Talks a good game, no doubt about that. But he and Teofimo Lobo is going to hook it up, of course, to the T-Mobile Arena, of course, in Las Vegas on pay-per-view. Of course, this is going to be on pay-per-view. Amazon Prime, DAZN pay-per-view. Bottom line is Rolando Romero, of course, and Teofimo Lopez on top. Yoenelly Hernandez and Francisco Verón and the co-feature. But the bottom line is anytime Raleigh's around, there's going to be a good fight. There's no doubt about that. He talks a good game, but he also fights a good game. And the bottom line is when you put both together, we should have some good results. Now, Teofimo Lopez, the fact that he lost to George Kambosos, I mean, come on, man. That's sort of like losing a fight to my mother. Yeah, my mother could punch, bottom line, but she shouldn't be beating you. But guess what? George Kambosos, I mean, Kambosos went like 2-4, 2-5 since he pulled that upset over Teofimo Lopez. But that was like one of the biggest upsets in a long time. And I just couldn't figure out that Teofimo Lopez was that inferior. I mean, how could you look that bad that you lost that was bad. This can't George Kambosos. Anyway, Anthony Joshua, looks like you're going to put this fight together with Tyson Fury. It's going to go down probably in December. It's going to be in the UK. They were trying to get it over to Saudi Arabia and get some Arab sheik to put some big money in it, this and that. But if this fight is not in the UK, it's a crime. Because these guys, I mean, these guys are the United Kingdom. They are English boxing. I mean, Anthony Joshua, 2012 Olympic gold medalist, former world heavyweight champion, that once but twice, I believe, of course. And Tyson Fury, the giant gypsy, 6'8", 6'9". Both these guys, big, no doubt about that. Something's going to go. I mean, I don't think these guys, one guy will not be standing after 12 rounds, 36 minutes. Plus, after Anthony Joshua basically almost got killed by that guy, Christian Kring, whatever the hell his name was. Yeah, Christian Pranga a couple of weeks ago got dropped, this and that. Obviously, he don't take too well no more. So I figure Tyson Fury is going to be able to light him up real quick, real fast, and the fight should be over within 3 or 4 rounds. But England's going to love it. There'll be 90,000 people there. Will I go across the pond for that one? No. He's not Prince Nassim Ahmed. He's not coming into the ring on a magic carpet. Outside of that, English boxing is really cool. In fact, if you get a chance and you go to the UK and you're traveling throughout Europe in the sense, you get a chance to go to a boxing match in the United Kingdom, in England, Scotland, Wales, some of those places like that, it's a different experience. I mean, it truly is like a religious experience. They really love their boxing, no doubt about it. Of course, that's where the Marquess of Queensberry started boxing back around, I believe, 1852. And within 20 years, of course, John L. Sullivan was the first world heavyweight champion for the United States. From that point forward, Americans basically ruled the heavyweight division. I mean, we had a few champions here and there, like, the German, of course, that beat Joe Louis and this and that, Max Schmeling, and, a couple other guys. But the bottom line is the heavyweight championship was controlled by Americans for the most part. Not anymore. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm going to shut off these computers and see if they work tomorrow. Until next time, don't forget the Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, right here on the same channels. Thank you so much for tuning in. City Line, City Line, City Line.